Welcome to Daily Basic. Here you'll find a daily spiritual reflection that will accompany you through your day, whatever it may bring. Oh yes, the all-forgiving God, and because He is like that, I'm supposed to do the same. But it doesn't work. A fitting example is the story of the prophet Jonah, a highly interesting book of the prophets. Why? Because it shows how traumatized people react. How so? The book of Jonah is, after all, in the hands of children. They find what Jonah does absolutely thrilling. Everything is big. The whale, the misfortune, the waves, the metropolis of Nineveh. Children love that. Jonah in children's hand. Adults like it too, especially the very pious ones, who use the Jonah story as a teaching tool. They say to their children, "Look here, this is what happens to a person who is headstrong and refuses to obey God. He is rowed overboard into the deep sea, swallowed by a whale and spat out after 3 days, and then does what God commanded him to do after all. Shame on such people. What they are instilling in children's minds is not true. The story of Jonah is not a moral tale for devout parents to use to intimidate their children. If you have heard what I am about to say, I hope you will be convinced of this. Jonah is a story of dreams, so it is not for children. Tell your children about Jesus. There's only good to say about him. Keep the cruel stuff away from them." So, Jonah. As a prophet, he had to witness his homeland being ravaged by the Assyrians. And now God is sending him to Nineveh to announce its doom. The traumatized man is to face the very cause of his trauma. That is an unreasonable demand. God cannot seriously expect that of Jonah. But he does. The result, then, is not the story of a disobedient man, but of a man who is traumatized and displays the two typical behaviors of a traumatized person, playing dead and running away. Jonah recounts both. To top it all, God has also changed his mind. He no longer wishes to punish Nineveh, but to pardon it. That is the last straw for Jonah. This change of heart in God's part is too much for him to bear. God wants to spare the one who traumatized him. Jonah finally goes to Nineveh. He confronts his trauma with the cause of the trauma. That is when he breaks down. The book of Jonah puts it this way. "And Jonah went out of the city and sat down east of the city and made himself a shelter there. And he sat in its shade until he might see what would happen to the city. But nothing happened. It was spared." Then it says, "Jonah wished for death and said, 'I would rather be dead than alive.'" That's all for today. See you tomorrow and stay safe.